Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi addressed a different legislative body today. She was speaking in the Parliament of Ghana in West Africa. Pelosi's address comes on the 400th anniversary of the first enslaved Africans arriving in America. She also spent time this week visiting some of the historic sites of the slave trade on Ghana's coast.
At Cape Coast Castle, we stood before the door of no return, where countless millions caught their last glimpse of Africa before they were shipped to a life of enslavement. Being here has been a transformative experience for all of us.
The world's Roopa Shenoy just got back from Ghana, where she was reporting on the origins of the transatlantic slave trade. Roopa, what kind of anticipation was there for Pelosi's visit?
While I was there, the news actually came out that she was coming. And I'm pretty sure that I ran into her advance team at Elmina Castle.
What is it that they want to remove? The bottles?
Yes.
Are you Nancy Pelosi's advance team?
We're here with the embassy. We always bring people out here.
An advance team will rarely admit they're the advance team. So this was Elmina Castle in Ghana. Anyone who's ever been there knows the emotional power and impact of the place. What is the significance of Elmina Castle?
This is where Africans were kept sometimes for months before they were put on ships and sold across the world. And the lower levels are the dungeons. And the air is heavy. The ceilings are low. It's dark. It almost gives you a panic attack even being in there. And then the top floors where the administrators were are airy, and you can hear the waves, and it's like a vacation.
It's perched right over the water. Right?
Yeah, it's a resort. You look down, and it's almost like the castle is on the water itself.
Slavery and reparations are in the air right now. Came up a couple of times last night at the Democratic debates, and it is part of the conversation now heading into the 2020 elections. What does that conversation sound like in Ghana?
Nothing like it does here. I mean, because there was not only a European role in the slave trade, there was also a very large African role in the slave trade. I mean, Africans are the ones who captured other Africans and sold them to the Europeans. And there's a lot behind that. There's a lot that nuance and culture and a lot to talk about there that we will talk about when I bring all this to you as stories in a few weeks. But very recently, they've begun to acknowledge their role, some of the leaders. And so they do, like the tour guides in Elmina Castle, they say, you know, Africans were the ones that sold other Africans into the slave trade. But then they very quickly move on. And a lot of people do. They're all about saying, it happened. It was awful. We endured it together. We want to move past this because we just want you to come here and help us improve our country.
Fascinating stuff. So what message do you think Nancy Pelosi is sending by going to Ghana right now?
So she is there for the year of return. Ghana, the government, has declared this the year of return. So it's asking...
Meaning what?
They're asking them for the African diaspora to come back. And they're doing it this year because this year marks 400 years since the first enslaved Africans were brought to the English colonies in the Americas. So you could say it's the beginning of American slavery. And I think by going there, she's drawing the comparison about what's happening today, like Trump's tweets about Elijah Cummings and Baltimore, and drawing a line from that to history. And when you do it that way, it seems like, you know, the continuation of a long tradition of racism.
So when Ghana is inviting these African Americans back, is it to visit or to stay and live?
To stay and live. And that's a very complicated invitation because there's a lot of culture. It's a lot to take in. Even the visit there is just really emotional, especially to these slave castles. I asked Cynthia McCroy, she's from Omaha, Nebraska, if she was imagining her ancestor at this place.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. All I can do is try and carry the story forward so that we will always understand how strong, because the people that made it to the Americas had to be strong to have endured all of this and still made it.
That was Cynthia McCroy from Omaha, Nebraska. And you're going to hear a lot of people saying things like that and a lot from the African side when we go into these stories in a few weeks.
I can't wait to hear them. The world's Roopa Shenoy just back from Ghana. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Marco.